You may be seated. I'm going to invite forward any children for a brief children's message. Come on down here, and we're going to have you sit on the on that first step here. Yep, we'll have you come up here this time. Good deal. Good to see you. Happy Easter. It's going to get wild here in just a second because we are going to hunt for Easter eggs. But first, we're going to have a little message here to kind of highlight what we've heard. I brought with me a glass that is, as everyone can see, kind of half full, half empty. What do you think? Some people might say this is half full. Some people might say it's half empty. Which one do you think? Yes. Half full. All right. How about you? Half empty. All right. Yeah, it's kind of confusing. It's you're all seeing the same thing, but you both came to a different conclusion. Isn't that right? I'm going to fix it, okay? That was good. Now we can all agree, right? But you know what? Actually, we might not all agree. Some people might look at this empty glass and be sad because everything's gone. But some people actually might be really happy looking at this glass because now you can put chocolate milk inside. What do you think? Yeah, you like the chocolate milk better than juice, right? Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. So what I've taught you today is that sometimes we all look at the same thing, but we come to different conclusions. Do you hear that lesson? Yeah? Okay. So what we just read, we kind of heard the same thing. This woman named Mary went to the empty tomb. And if I could have the person on projection go ahead and put a picture up for us, for our children, and also for our adults. So Mary, let me recap what we read. Mary went to the tomb and she saw that the stone had been rolled away and she came to the conclusion that someone had taken Jesus away. She ran away and she got two more people. Did you catch who they were? One of them was Peter and the other was John. And they came back to the empty tomb. That's kind of a picture of what it was like when they came back. They all saw the same thing, but they came to different conclusions, okay? Peter went in the empty tomb. He saw the cloths. He saw what was on Jesus. You know what Peter said? Peter said, that's interesting. He was curious. Mary, she's the one on the left, she didn't go into the tomb. She looked in, and she was very sad. She didn't believe that Jesus had rose. She thought someone had taken his body away. So she was sad. Can you make a sad face? Yeah, all right. Then there was another guy, John. He went into the tomb, and the Bible says that he saw and he believed. He believed that Jesus had been raised from dead to life. Three people saw the same thing, and they all came to a different conclusion. Let me recap. One was curious, that's Peter. One was really sad, and one was filled with belief. Which one do you think you are today? Kennedy. Elliot. Sorry, Elliot. What do you got? Full of belief. What about you? Belief. Awesome. Ellie. Belief. All right. I gave the answer for you this morning. Thank you for coming up this morning. I pray that you have a great Easter egg hunt in just a few moments. Save that excitement for just a few moments. Thanks for coming up. You can go back to your seats. And we're going to invite the choir forward at this point for our another choral anthem.